Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
Don Lemon is brought to you by the 2015 Toyota Corolla. Stylish, innovative, and leaps ahead of the game. Just like you, the Toyota Corolla, let's elevate the moment. Toyota, let's go places. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You ready for the State of the Union? It's tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be the president's sixth time. And of course, the president will say the State of the Union is strong. You know, they always do. Every president does that. However, in order to make the State of the Union stronger, the president will say he needs to infuse the middle class by raising taxes, mostly on the rich. The administration is targeting capital gains taxes, which are inheritance taxes, and trust fund taxes. The current rate is 15%. They want to raise it to 28% and use the bulk of the money to fund free community college education to everyone. Now, the White House knows a lot of people won't be receptive to the idea, Democrats, Republicans, but mostly Republicans. Here's Senator Marco Rubio, who's on Face the Nation this Sunday.
This is a 20th century outdated model the president is following. The notion, first of all, that in order for some people to do better, someone has to do worse, is just not true. Raising taxes on people that are successful is not going to make people that are struggling more successful. The good news about free enterprise is that everyone can succeed without punishing anyone.
That's what the Republicans said about it. Plus, he was hawking a book this weekend on.
Okay.
He said, as I just wrote about in my book, the president will say his piece about that during the speech, of course. But his spokesman, Josh Earnest, spoke about it on MSNBC.
So we need to decide what's more important, a trust fund loophole that only benefits millionaires.
Right.
Or ensuring that middle class kids can go to community college
for
free.
Well, his proposal. Honestly, it will likely go nowhere in Congress. Remember, the GOP shut down a similar idea called a Buffett tax in 2011. A bunch of rich guys. Remember how that was in 2011 when they proposed it during the 2012 campaign? So it's going to be really hard for the president, in part because of the way he's selling it. He's selling it like Robin Hood, and that's what Republicans are capitalizing on, that he is taking from the rich to give to the poor. He's going to punish the rich to pay for the poor. Just about everyone in Washington, Democrat and Republicans, everyone will agree that the tax code needs to be rewritten. The same proposal from that angle might have been a better approach if he had just said the tax code needs to be rewritten and I'm going to rewrite it and here's how I'm going to do it. But take it here. I want you to remember this, though. He wants to raise the capital gains tax to 28%. That was the same rate as during Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
The same rate. He wants to take it back, but he's playing Robin Hood.
Can't win. He can't win.
Not for losing.
After six
Not
years,
for losing.
He knows.
Yeah.
Not for
yeah.
losing. So maybe
right,
he's Don. Just calling it what it is.
Don Lemon.